Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 187, Financial Zen, How to Get Financial Peace of Mind, by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. And I am Dan, your personal narrator for today and every weekday here at Optimal Finance Daily. This is, of course, where we read to you from some of the best personal finance blogs on the planet. And now that we're halfway through the month of November, it is probably a good time to mention that we give away books on the first of every month to random people on our mailing list. If you want to be one of those people, if you want to be entered into the raffle and also get some free spreadsheets from us to help you optimize your life, just come by oldpodcast.com and enter your email address, or for a faster way to join, text the word financial to the number 44222. But for now, let's hear today's post and start optimizing your life. Financial Zen, How to Get Financial Peace of Mind, by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. It's a fact. Our finances are one of the things in our lives that stress us out the most. If we're trying for a stress-free life with stress-free productivity, working and living environments, waking early, morning routines, and the like, then we need to address our finances and find routines that will keep the stress of money to a minimum. First, identify the financial stressors in your life. For many people, these include worries about debt, paying bills late, not having a financial security net, not having a sense of control over your finances, and arguments over finances. Let's address each of these with some simple solutions. Get out of debt. This is often the first necessary step, but how do you do this? First, monitor your impulse spending urges to stop the bleeding. Use a debt snowball as a plan to get out of debt. Also see How I Save, How to Stop Living from Paycheck to Paycheck, and How I Ended My Affair with the Credit Card on zenhabits.net. Pay your bills as soon as they come in. This is one of the easiest ways to eliminate stress over bills. When you get your power bill, write a check, put it in an envelope, and mail it the next day. Or if you bank online, and you should, go to your computer, log in, and send your electronic payment. To do this, you'll need to develop a bit of a cushion in your bank account so you always have enough to pay the bills as they come in. Make your payments automatic. I've covered this before. It's a great alternative to the above method. Instead of paying bills as they come in, you can set up automatic payments and automatic savings payments online so that as soon as your paycheck comes in, your bills get sent out and a certain amount is transferred to savings or investments. Either method works great. Develop a financial security net. This is something you should also do right away. First, if you are married or have any dependents, you should get life insurance right away. Do your research and make sure you're getting the right policy for your needs. Don't get whole life insurance. It's not the smartest investment. Second, look at your other insurance to see if it meets your needs, from auto to homeowners to renters and more. Third, make sure you have a will. This might not seem necessary if you are young, but if you have any dependents, this is a must. Fourth, develop an emergency fund right away. I know, it's something that everyone advises, but if you don't have at least a small emergency fund, you will never have financial peace of mind. Build it up to 3 to 6 months' worth or whatever you need to feel secure. Review your finances at least weekly. To get a sense of control over your finances, you have to monitor them. Be sure you're balancing your checkbook at least once a week to ensure that you don't have bounce checks or debit transactions. Even if your bills are automatic, you'll still want to make sure they're going out. Take the 10 to 20 minutes every week that's necessary to look at your budget, your expenses, your income, and make sure you've got everything under control. If you've got a partner, do this together. Talk about money with your partner. Money can be a huge stressor on a relationship. It's important that you talk about money on a regular basis in a non-emotional way, as hard as that may sound. It's crucial, in fact, to the survival of your relationship. You both have to be on the same page or you will eventually argue and have major crises about your finances. You need to talk about your financial dreams and goals, your spending patterns, your budget, your income, your savings, debt, financial security, bills, and the like. If you don't already do this, it may take a while in the beginning and be difficult, but try to do it as a team and not accuse each other of anything. Don't blame. Try to be positive and constructive. Over time, it will get easier. At a minimum, devote 10 to 20 minutes each week to reviewing your finances together, reviewing your goals, and making sure that you're together and seeing eye to eye. It will make a major difference in your relationship and in your stress level. You just listened to the post titled Financial Zen, How to Get Financial Peace of Mind by Leo Babauta of ZenHabits.net.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial.
Like I mentioned at the top of the show, we give away books to random people on our mailing list. We do this once a month, and we also have some spreadsheets that we send out to help you optimize your life. One of those is a money tracker. It's an automated Excel spreadsheet to help you review your finances in an easier way, which is exactly what Leo was just talking about in this post. Now, our spreadsheet comes with a video tutorial as well, and this is all free, and you can get it and be entered to win those books by being part of our weekly newsletter mailing list. Just come by oldpodcast.com to join, or you can also text by just texting the word financial to the number 44222. And tomorrow, like Monday, we're going to hear some holiday tips. So stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this podcast, but also Optimal Living Daily, the show where I read to you from even more blogs covering finance, productivity, minimalism, personal development, and more from incredible bloggers like Derek Sivers, Zen Habits, Mark and Angel, The Minimalists, and all the ones you hear on this show too. So if you enjoyed today's episode and like taking amazing blogs on the go, come on over to Optimal Living Daily and subscribe to that one too. And together, we'll start optimizing your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Finance Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.